mind, one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Sunday Inspirational Call. How are you today, Jessica?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Kina. You know, Sunday nights are one of my favorite days of the week and in favorite times of the week because it's the time I get to open up my planner and plan out my week. Every Sunday night, I take out my planner, I end this current week, and I start my new week, and I plan out everything that I'm going to do. And, you know, we're at a really exciting time of the year because, you know, we both notice that there's 46 days left in the year and that, you know, it is time to start planning what we are going to do and accomplish for the rest of the year. So I'm super excited about doing that in my business and talking a little bit about tonight on what that really can look like for everyone listening into the call as well.
Yes, I'm super excited about that as well. Today we're going to be talking about always in strong. And as Jessica says, you know, we use Sundays to close out one week and start the next week fresh. And, you know, everyone has that time to, well, we have 46 days now, to start the close out this last year, which is 2015, and then move into our greater in 2016. And if we use this model here, we will definitely move into our greater in 2016. Planning is a crucial thing in business. Now, we all know that obstacles will come here and there, but if we have a plan, and then not only do we have a plan A, but we have a plan B and a C, then we'll be able to ride through those obstacles just a little bit better than we had never had a plan at all. So when we are working on these plans, we need to figure out, are we going to start fresh? Are we going into a new beginning? Are we working on something that's going to catapult us to our greater? Or are we just moving on to a continuation rate? There's a lot of things that go along in these 46 days. Now, Jessica and I, we'll probably be revealing some wonderful things during the call tonight about what our next 46 days are going to look like. But in the meantime, Jessica, tell us about how you use your planner. That sounded very interesting.
Well, for me, I usually plan my week out in advance. You know, I know that as someone who juggles three businesses and running and getting everything in, I always want to make sure that everything is always planned out and scheduled. So that's a crucial part for me. And for me, you know, especially as the next 46 days go along, making sure you're planning and everything in that you wanted to do. So a lot of people are going to be approaching this new year thinking that, you know what, well, you know, okay, it's time to start planning the new year. And it's true, you should start planning the new year, but it's also about finishing this year strong. So for me, what I'm doing now is I'm going back and saying, okay, what were my goals for 2015 and making sure that I have scheduled and still reaching those goals because there is 46 days left. So there's still plenty of time. There's ample time to go back and really make sure that you've accomplished everything that you wanted to accomplish.
Yes, I definitely agree. Now, when we are going back looking at these goals, we need to start all the way back from the beginning. You know, a lot of people call them resolutions. We call them goals. And see how many we have checked off. And once we are checking these things off, we want to know that we have always finished strong. We want to make sure that all the goals are covered so that we'll be able to finish strong. And you know, because we had goals at the beginning of the year, and we wanted to make sure that these goals were accomplished. Now, some of them may have not made it through, and some of them may move on to the next year. But the point is, we want to finish as many as we can in the next 46 days. So this is the perfect time for you to really just go over all your goals that you had for the year. Then, once you're going over these goals for the year, See how many you can actually execute in the next 46 days. See how many that you can tighten up. See how many ends that you can possibly close up before the new year. And you'll be surprised at how many things you can get done in the next 46 days. 46 days, you can write a book, you can make a product, you can put out podcasts, you can do many different things. So don't just look at the number of 46 and say, oh my goodness, what is going on? You know, that's not a lot of time at all. But look at the number 46 and say, wow, that is a whole lot of time that I could be doing to close these last few ends up for the new year. And you, what do you think on that, Jess?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was watching the Patriots-Giants game tonight, and I'm a Giants fan, so if you were watching the game, you will know I was not really thrilled about the outcome. But, you know, one of the things I have to give the Patriots is that they never, you know, anticipate the game ending in a way they don't want it to end before it does. And, you know, so many of us in our business, we, you know, think, okay, I had a goal for 2015, and I'm far from it, and we give up. And this is in that moment where we should be in our final stretch, where we just do whatever it takes, that we become completely unreasonable, unstoppable force, and say, okay, you know what I've done up until now may not have actually worked, but I'm going to take the next 46 days and be unreasonable to make it happen. So tonight, you know, if you were watching that game, and maybe you don't like football, but to give you a kind of rundown of what happened is the Giants were winning, and there were 6 seconds on the clock, and the Patriots had an opportunity to kick the ball, to make a field goal, and to win the game. So, and they did. They were successful with 6 seconds on the clock when the final, when they got the kick made, it was 1 second on the clock, and they won. They won the game against the Giants. But, you know, many people, you know, were already saying, okay, the game is in the bag. You know, the Giants have won. There's a minute on the clock. They're ahead. There's 30 seconds on the clock. But, no, the Patriots kept playing, and they kept playing as if they were going to win. Even when it looked completely unreasonable, it looked ridiculous. I think, okay, well, you're not going to win, right? There's, like, 30 seconds left in the game. How can you win? Well, they kept playing like they were going to win. And that's what I really want everyone to do in their business in the next 46 days is play to win. You know, I always say there's three ways that you can play a game. And you can, and really you can kind of continue using the football analogy. Either, you know, you're on the stands or you're in the courts. Either you're watching it or you're playing the game. And if you're choosing to play, you can either play to win or you can play not to lose. And a lot of times that's what we do in our business is we play not to lose. So maybe we haven't set a goal big enough that we, you know, because we're afraid that if we set a big enough goal, we're not going to reach it. Or maybe we did play a big enough, and we set a really big goal. And, you know, we had this goal and we're not making it yet. And so we stop playing. We enter that third option, right, not playing at all. You can either play to win, play to lose, or just choose not to play. And a lot of times at the end of the year, you know, and it doesn't have to be that your goal is towards the end of the year, so this can really apply to any time in your business. Could be that you're at the end of the year and, you know, you have said, okay, you know what, I'm just going to stop playing because there's like 6 seconds on the clock and I just don't see how I can win. Well, that's where a person I really want to speak to today and say, you know what, if that looks like you, there's still great things that you can do. And there's been a lot of points in my life, and I've struggled with this before, where I've set goals, and then right before, because I don't like to lose, so I get in my head, and like my ego takes over sometimes, and I'll say, okay, well, you know what, I'm not going to be able to do this, so I'm just going to, like, forget it, right, forget it. Like, maybe I wanted to sell 1,000 books, and I sold, like, 10, and I'm like, okay, you know what, well, I'm never going to reach 1,000, so I just stop playing completely. I choose to just completely put myself in the stands, take myself off the court. And that, you know, doesn't lead to progress or growth. So what I want everyone to do is to see this year completely through, to continue moving forward with passion and with energy, and really just make sure that you're maximizing your time and that you choose that you're going to play this game to win, to end on a high note. And if you do that, even if you don't, you know, reach that goal, you will still keep progress in your business. And, you know, we're complacency, when complacency sets in, it's when your business stops. It's when growth stops. Everything shuts down. So that's what we really want to reiterate tonight, that there's plenty of time to still move forward in your business this year.
Yes, I agree. Yes, I agree. You know, like you said, don't fall off the court. Don't fall off the court. Even if you have only sold 10 now, by the time you get to December 31st, you could sell that 1,000. You never know. You could sell 500. You never know. But the point is, you will not make that 1,000 for sure if you fall off the court. If you just bow down and say, oh, well, it's over. Forget it. No. As long as you keep playing, every book or every goal that you accomplish in the next 46 days is a win. Every time, the only time you're failing is when you give up, when you stop playing, when you stop moving, when you stop growing. And none of us are in that level or in that category. So none of us knows that feeling about stop playing. We don't want to stop playing. We want to keep going. We want to see where we reach. We want to see how high we get. And then once we know how high we get this year, then we can put even more plans in play for next year so that we can move even higher. We know what we did. Evaluate the things you did this year. Evaluate those things. Okay, so this is what I did to sell 10 books. Well, I need to do that 10 times, 100 times more, 10 times more to sell the other 10 books. Whatever. You know, you have to evaluate what you're doing. You have to go ahead and say, you know, action is action. Action counts. A little action counts, a lot of action counts, but it counts. And so evaluate the action that you put in this year. Go ahead and put that much, if not more, into the next 46 days and see where you fall. And then move that much harder in 2016. Because at the end of the day, your business is worth it. You're worth it. Your dreams are worth it. So we have to go for the goal, ladies and gentlemen. I love that story, Jessica. You know, I'm not a football fan, but I love that story. That makes a lot of sense to me.
Well, thank you.
I need to start watching football.
You know, I think a lot of lessons can be learned in sports. And, you know, this weekend even, I just did a 37-mile ultramarathon. And
yes,
it was amazing.
Congratulations.
Because... Thank you. Thank you. And this was actually 9 loops of there's Central Park has 2. I was running in Central Park, and Central Park has 2 loops. There's an inner loop and an outer loop. So the inner loop of the park is 4 miles, and we did it was a little over 4 miles. So we did 9 loops of the park and a little bit extra, so which was 37.2 miles total. I mean, everything added up together. And so, you know, I learn a lot from sports, and even from that, what I learned, it's not really what you do in the beginning. It's really what you do in the end that matters the most. And, you know, for me, when you start off a race, right, and I was running yesterday, it was an absolute beautiful and absolute gorgeous day. I mean, this really in New York, it should be much, much colder. We're seeing record high temperatures, and you're on 65 degrees tomorrow, and which kind of does not really normally happen in really mid-November in New York. It's usually much colder. But the day was ideal for running. So they say for a runner, around 50 degrees is probably the ideal temperature. So it was right around 50 degrees. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was just sunny and beautiful. And it was such an amazing race. So, you know, we're running and it's in Central Park. You can see the foliage still, you know, remnants of it turning and the buildings and the people. And it was just wonderful and beautiful, right? And all was well and good. And everyone's just talking about how wonderful it is. And runners are passing each other and like high-fiving each other and saying, hey, you know, aren't we lucky? It's such a great day. And everyone's really happy and motivated. And then you're on like mile 4 and you've now run, what, 16 miles. And it's like, okay, well, I'm starting to get tired. And then, you know, you're on lap 7 where you run 28 miles and you're like, okay, I've already like run a marathon. And I'm getting really tired, and now the sun's starting to go down, and it's getting colder, and I'm sweaty, and I'm getting chilled, and I ran out of the good food I had in my bag, and I don't like the food left over. And you start to really get, you know, done with it. And that, you know, last lap of the park, it seems almost as big as the other 8 laps that you did, right? The last kind of push. It seems like it's almost as hard as the rest. See, but here's the thing about it. Is that, you know, eventually, right, when you get to the finish line, you get your medal and the race is over and the celebration begins. Well, the thing about running is you know how far you have to go. But in business, you don't really know when that finish line comes. And I'm calling that finish line your breakthrough. So there's some point for every one of us that we have a breakthrough in our business. And it's that push that really it requires to get that you to get there. So if you ever talk to anyone who's successful really in business, what they often will tell you is that they attribute a big part of their success. I'm talking about really successful people, people making tens of millions of dollars. Right? They say they really attribute a big part of their success to one short period of time where they put just a tremendous amount of effort and energy into their business. They're not going to say it's the accumulation of years and years and years of work, and that may be true, but it's often that one initial push. So what I want to say to you and everyone here today is saying, you know, you don't know where you are in your race. You don't know what lap you're on. But what if that initial push is all you, that one push, you know, what if you're there? What if you're like right before the finish line is on site? Well, you don't know where it is. You have to keep going and moving forward. And if you continue to do that, you will see your breakthrough. You will see that. And that's what I want to reiterate is that you're in business, you know, things change in an instant. And you can put work in for years and years and years and years. And, like, let's look at our podcast, right? But it's that one person who hyperlinks you in your business. And for your network marketing, it could be that one person that you enroll or the one contact that you make, that one business meeting you went to. And maybe you went to 100 different networking events, but that one changed your life. Maybe you read 100 different personal development books, but that one thing in that 101st book that you read is what resonated deeply within you and just caused that catalyst to change the rest of your life. So there is plenty of time. Your business will change in an instant. If you take these next 46 days and say, I'm going to just push these next 46 days as much as I possibly can, you know, it's entirely possible that before the new year begins, you're going to get your breakthrough and you're going to enter 2016 in a completely different situation than you're in right now. And that's what I really want to see for everybody in their business.
Yeah, that was really deep, Jess. You know, and while we're on the subject of your run, because, you know, that made good sense, you celebrated a milestone, didn't you? I wanted to bring
that
to everybody.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out, yeah. So this weekend was my one-year anniversary of running my very first marathon, and it happened to be my 12th in my quest for 30 by 30. As of yesterday, I ran. It was my 12th. I'm counting in my marathon and ultra quest, but it was my 9th marathon and 3rd ultra marathon, so 12 total. And was actually completed on my 1 year anniversary of running my first marathon, which was really cool. So that was a really big accomplishment. So thank you for pointing that out. I was really proud about that and celebrating that.
Well, we are definitely proud of you too. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Jessica, we've been following you. You know, we've been going through this with you. And it would be remiss of us not to mention this because, you know, we've been on that journey with you. So congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Yes. Well, that's, you know, and that is perseverance. And that leads me to my next step. Because, you know, Jessica decided that she wanted to do a 30 marathons by the time she was 30. And she didn't know how long it was going to take or what it was going to entail or what it was going to do to her body or what it was going to do to her mindset, but she was determined that she was going to make it happen. And a year, she's already done 12. You know, we turned 30 when?
Next May, May 21st, 2016.
Next May, all right. So we got a little time left, and she has 18 marathons to go. And, you know, I have no doubt in my mind by her being my partner that she's going to make this 18. You know, and that's the same thing that we have to know. I know that her perseverance is going to overshadow all of the obstacles that come in her way. And your perseverance is going to have to overshadow all the obstacles that are going to come into your way as well. These next 46 days, we have holidays, we have change of weather, We have change of time. We have change, just a whole lot of change. And, you know, the clientele may not be flowing the way it was flowing back in the day. But you know what? That's 46 days for you to work it out no matter what. Your perseverance is going to shine over those holidays. It's going to shine over those schedules. It's going to shine over that those time constraints. Keep moving. Just keep pushing. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's okay wherever you fall because you did it. You tried your best. You put effort into it. You didn't give up. And I know people that worked 18 months at a business. 18 months. They were tired. They were depressed. They were downtrodden. They could have let it go at 16 months. They could have let it go at 17 months. But no, at 18 months, they finally reached their breakthrough. And if they had given up any time before that 18 months, then they would have missed out on the one module that was going to catapult their career. Now they're 6 years into their career, and they're in their greatness, living their life, doing all the things that they wanted to do. But if they had gave up at 16 months or 17 months or 17 and a half months, they would have never got that breakthrough that catapulted them to the next. Your breakthrough could be in these next 46 days. Just like Jessica said, your breakthrough could be in these 46 days. Don't give up now. Don't give up the fight now. Continue what you're doing. Move in the direction of upward mobility. Believe that there's a breakthrough coming. Believe that there's change coming. Believe that there is action coming. Believe. And receive all of the gifts that's going to come during this 46 days because you took action.
Yeah, I love that, Akina. And we just really can't reiterate how much, right? They say most people give up right before their breakthrough. And it's almost mm-hmm. like, and if you read The Alchemist, it's one of my favorite novels. It takes really like a day to read. I actually love it. I got it on Audible. It just takes about 3 hours or so to listen to on Audible. And I've listened to it probably a dozen times already. It's one of my favorite books. But if you read that book, you know, what it says is basically that right before we're about to achieve our goal, we are tested. And we're tested to really refine and perfect the character we're going to require to receive, once we receive our breakthrough, to manage it, to be successful and flourish in it. But in that final test is when most people give up. And if that's true, what that means is most people give up right before their breakthrough. And I want to teach you an exercise that I'm going to be doing for the next 46 days. And honestly, not only the next 46 days, but I do this every day. And I'm going to really continue to do this every day, God willing, until I can't do it anymore. And I said, and this goes back to planning it. Akina, you know, you asked me, well, how do I plan everything out? Well, what I do is I always have three goals to run with in my business. And Akina, you know what they are right now, and you know I have those right now because I've been speaking to you about them. And here's the thing. I used to set these goals, and I don't know how to play small. If anyone knows me, right, my kind of feedback is always be reasonable and you're overextending yourself, not don't play, you know, small. So for me, I always had these three big unreasonable goals. And then I actually got some coaching, and I learned, okay, you know what, be manageable. So I set three goals I knew I was going to hit all the time. And then I felt much better about it. And I had this coach who said, look, Jess, you know, you beat yourself up if you miss your goals. So just set goals you know you're going to hit. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to have three unreasonable, absolute ridiculous goals that if you had all the courage in the world to make, and I want you to reach for those three goals with 100% belief that they're going to happen. And here's the thing. If you hit all three of those goals, you didn't think big enough. And I actually learned to really kind of rethink and retrain myself because I used to always beat myself up. And when I heard successful people, especially in the market, their hands and speak lately and saying, you know, I set goals every day and I don't expect to hit them. And if I know if I'm hitting them, I'm not actually setting big enough goals. But yet I act as if though I'm going to hit them all the time. So what I want you to do is every day for the next 46 days, pick 3 goals and do anything and everything you can to hit those goals. And it's, and really, if you're hitting about two out of three a day, you know you're on the right track. You know you're doing really great things, but that you're stretching yourself enough. And that's really what I'm going to be committed to doing, not only for the next 46 days, but really, like I said, God willing, as long as I possibly can. And, you know, really just striving and moving forward. So that's really what I wanted to offer. And, Akina, I don't know if there's anything else that you want to offer before we close the call down for this evening.
Well, I mean, you know, yes, you have been speaking about your goals that we're working on. And I just want to let you know we hit one of them yesterday. So congratulations. And
thank you. I just saw your message. Akina and I often will talk on Facebook while we're doing the podcast, and so I just saw that Akina was telling me one of my goals was hit. So I'm really thankful for that. So, and thank you to everyone, because we won't tell you what they are, but you guys have made one of those goals possible by listening to our podcast and joining us. So thank you so much.
Yes, most definitely. We appreciate you and we love you, you know, and we want you to be successful in everything you do. We want to support you in everything you do. Please come by our Facebook page, our website, and share these things with us so that we can support you. Everything we do is for you. We want to make sure that if you need a support system, you need an accountability buddy, come reach out to us this next 46 days. We'll be happy to do that. That's what we're here for. That's why we're changing minds online. Let us know what you're doing. We'll be happy to support you, because we want to see every woman in upward mobility, everyone in upward mobility. So please let us know. And if we said anything tonight that resonated with you, Please find our podcast on Change Your Minds Online. You can also find us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, and, of course, YouTube. Jessica, would you like to have any closing words?
No, I think you summarized it perfectly. I always let our listeners know before I end the call, you know, I love you. I'm really grateful for you. God bless. Make it a powerful week, and we'll be back with you on Thursday for our Empowering Women series. We have a great call planned.
Yes. So thank you, everyone, for listening, for being with us, for supporting us, for sending all your love our way, and we send each and every last bit of it back to you. Until next time, good night, everyone.